to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains, and top of the morning to you. It is a beautiful morning. I am still mourning the loss of my dog, Jean-Pierre, that was taken away from me, so I need a healing. So I went out and found a healer, a pranic healer. Right, what is a pranic healer? A pranic healer is a form of no-touch energy healing in which the energy body or aura is clean and energized. Well, I need a shot of that because I'm feeling kind of sad. So Michelle McClintock is here. She is a transformational coach and a pranic healer. We're going to get down and dirty, talk about that. We're going to talk about what are some of the underlying root causes, the patterns and cycles of abuse. And you know what else, Brains? She fosters kittens. So, animal lover, let's welcome to the edge. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, April. I'm good. How are you? I'm so, so sorry about your pup. Oh, my goodness. My heart's breaking for you.
I know. Just to let you know how, you know, in a fleeting moment, things can just change. So we can't take things for granted. And you've come a long way, and you've had a long journey. Tell my Brains a little bit about your story.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yes, we've come a long way. We all have these amazing stories to tell. And, you know, I'm have had a long journey and, you know, have some in my past, quite a bit of trauma, some domestic violence in an early relationship, and worked in corporate for a very long time. I would say I grew up in corporate and was very stressed out all the time, like a lot of us are, right? We you know, give our all to these jobs and we get super stressed out. And my job eventually and all the stress I was under, you know, having kids and being married and doing all the things, and I got sick myself. And so it was in my own journey to heal myself that I discovered pranic healing. And I originally became a certified health coach and more, you know, started working with women around diet and kind of lifestyle changes. And I kept noticing this pattern that what we do is we start to do all the things, right? We say, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to exercise, and then we fall off the wagon. And,
right.
Oh, you know, we do a lot of shame and blame. I'm this bad person and I can't stick to anything. So that's where the pranic healing came in. I thought there's a missing piece. There's some sort of missing link that I'm not seeing, that I can take these women into true healing and into true happiness and joy and finding their light within. And that's, and the healing does that. So when we combine the healing with everything else that we're doing, with the, you know, the eating right or the exercise or the lifestyle changes, it allows us to let go of all of those patterns and let go of all that stuff that's built up in our energy body.
Yeah, all that chitter chatter that's running around in your head. So what is your turnkey approach? What is working with you different? You know, pranic, there's a lot of modalities out there. You know, I like to hold folks' feet to the fire because, you know, my brains want me to do that. So I know that this is something that is also incorporated at the Chopra Center up here in San Diego. Is that correct? They teach pranic healing there.
How it's different than Reiki is pranic healing. What we do first is when I first meet with somebody, just to kind of give you a snapshot of a session, I'm doing an intake and I really want to know what's going on for you right now. How is your world today? What is it like to be you? And how is all of your stuff and your past showing up for you and getting in your way? And then we, in pranic healing, we actually scan your chakras. So we scan your energy body and your chakras. We're looking for, you know, are your chakras really congested? Are they really depleted? Are they overactive? Are they completely just out of balance? Because your chakras being out of balance is going to be enough to cause things like insomnia or just mm-hmm. feeling super fatigued. You know, a lot of things can
right.
show up that way. So, and then we cleanse the chakras and the aura. That's what's different from Reiki. So the part where we actually go in and do the cleansing, and when I say cleansing, what I mean is I'm going in, I'm finding the spots where this dirty or negative energy is hiding, and I'm scooping it out. I'm scooping it out of you. Yeah,
wow.
yeah. So, yeah, that's, and you'll instantly feel better just from that, just from this release
really?
Of all of this old stuck energy. Yeah. And then we put the new fresh prana or energy back into your body. And that's
so are you using
you.
Crystals? Are you a form of meditation? I mean, you know, because you have to have a willing participant. And everybody's not going to be in that space and that energy right at that time. You know, this takes work. And so, you
right,
know, just
right.
to be able to get that instant response, what is it that you do? What are you stimulating?
Right. Right. So when someone comes to me, they're already in a space of willingness. They're already
okay.
in a space of, I need to heal. I mean, if some people come to me and say, I've tried everything, and my friend and my sister told me about you, and I'm sometimes the last resort for people. To where they don't know where else to turn to. So, you know, they're already kind of walking to me with a willingness to heal and a desire
right.
to heal, but then often there's skepticism and they're kind of holding me back and putting the shields up. So I simply ask them, do you want to heal? Do you have the desire to heal? And as
right.
soon as they say yes, the entire energy body relaxes. And then they're like, okay, here you go. Take it all. Take all my stuff. Yeah, so... It really is, you know, gaining their participation. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. So how long have you been doing this work, Michelle?
I've been doing this for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, five
wow.
years. And it's so interesting because panic healing is something that can be learned. So with me, you know, being in corporate and being this A-type personality, when I first started it, I thought, I don't know if I, you know, I don't know if this is for me. I'm not someone who can say I was born with this amazing gift of healing and intuition. But we all have the ability. We all
right.
have the ability to learn to do the healing. And you know, I've done, you know, thousands of healings now. So it's just second nature for me. And I've just, you know, gotten better and better at it. And my intuition
has
completely
opened up. Let me ask you a question.
Up.
You know, you mm-hmm. had mentioned corporate like 3 or 4 times in our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what mm-hmm. impact that had on you. What, how did that move your chakra?
Yeah, because, you know, I worked in finance. So I was working for major banks and finance companies and moved up into management fairly quickly in most of my jobs. And with that came a lot of responsibility. And because I didn't have a college degree, I always felt this need to prove myself. You know, I remember doing an interview one time and a woman said, "You can't get this job because you don't have a college degree." Well,
what?
I got the job. So, yeah, and I got the job. So I went in with this attitude of, well, I'm going to show you how good I am, you know, without this college degree. And I would, you know, work long hours and just really, and I did love to work. And I took a lot of pride in doing a good job, which was what
right.
helped
right.
me escalate.
Right, and let me tell you something.
You know,
let me interject
yeah.
here and self-disclose. I don't have a college degree, and I have made in mid-six figures. Hear me
yeah.
when I say.
Yep.
You have to have a certain skill set, a certain ingenuity, a certain savoir-faire. You have to be an entrepreneur to be able to navigate through the landscape of corporate America without a degree. So bravo
mm-hmm.
to you, darling. Don't you ever let anyone turn your light down on that because it takes a different
Thank
kind
you.
Of skill set. All right? And I have
yes.
it too. Okay? But everybody can't do that. But I know people that have as many degrees as a thermometer and don't know what temperature it is. Hear me when I say.
Yes,
so,
I hear that, definitely.
Yeah, so don't even worry about that, okay? But, you know, you still have to know the person from the janitor to the CEO. You have to be
yep.
able to be smart. You have to stay on top of your game. You can't be sloppy and do this. You can't be sloppy. You have to really kind of get into it. So, again, through that corporation, you learned a lot. And, you know, in finance, that was a male-dominated industry. Was that kind of
mm-hmm.
icky and strange, too?
Yes, yes. But you learn to navigate it, right? You learn to navigate that. You know, you learn to adjust to the kind of atmosphere that you're in. Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting looking back now, you know, and I say that I wasn't, you know, born a healer, but I've looked back and kind of, you know, at my career, and it's interesting how much transformational coaching skills I was using, how much of my kind of energy healing I was using just in my day-to-day interactions with people, in how you treat people, in how you work with people, in coming from a place of kindness and a place of compassion all the time. So it really does show up, I think, for you, whether or not you realize it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Another thing we talked about is that, you know, you've been doing a lot of the heavy lifting, okay? When you're working with people's energy and their spirits, you're taking on that energy. What do you do to cleanse yourself? Do you, you know, what do you do to release? Because when I'm dealing with somebody that's dealing with some energy, I want you like a pipe with some Drano. I want you clean.
Right.
Don't be transferring me. Nobody else's junk. So what do you do for yourself?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So when I'm doing energy work, I see myself as an extension cord. I'm the conduit. So I'm bringing the energy down through me and out my hands. And as I'm, and when we do pranic healing too, when we're disposing of the dirty energy, negative energy, we have next to us a bowl of water with salt. And the purpose is we throw the energy into that bowl. So we're not just throwing it back into the room, throwing it onto myself. We have a disposal unit for it, which really helps to keep my office space clean, my energy body clean as well. So after a session, I actually feel really energized and healed myself because I have all this beautiful energy coursing through me and I'm not absorbing any of their negative energy. So, but I'm just like anybody else. I can, you know, walk through the world and pick up stuff here and there. So I do meditation, quite a bit of meditation. Pranic healing, we use a beautiful meditation called meditation, a twin heart meditation, which is available at pranichealing.com. And so I do this meditation. I do a lot of journaling. Salt baths are pretty important. So just a regular bath with a cup or two of salt, not Epsom salt, but salt.
Yeah,
so
I
again,
love
the salt.
Epsom salt.
Is
just, I love it.
So you can do Epsom salt and salt so that you're getting the nice magnesium.
Do you use aromatherapy or do you use crystals, anything like that in your work?
I use aromatherapy, yes. In my salt baths, I always put lavender. I do have crystals and, I actually do healing with a crystal. So it looks a little bit like a crystal wand.
Okay, so now explain this to my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I get excited about this. I go to this store. Oh, my God. The owner's name is Shlomo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shlomo at Pacific Beatery in San Diego. Every time you go in there, he gives you a lottery ticket. Every time you go, and the store is packed. But outside of that, it's a crystal store. And I'm really into that. How does that heighten the frequency? How does that just change the energy in the room by using, like, a crystal or a sound bowl? What does that do?
Yeah, it does so much because you think about crystals come from the earth. So anything that's coming from the earth holds this beautiful, unique energy. And all crystals have these amazing properties. Some are good for helping you heal the heart chakra. Some are good for grounding you, like red jasper is one of my very favorite crystals because it's grounding for me. And simply having that in my presence, they emit these beautiful vibrations, and our body is all vibrations and energy, and each of our chakras has a different vibration. So when you're holding a crystal with you that has the vibration of, say, your root chakra, then it's going to help to balance and heal that chakra. So crystals are amazing. I have them, if you can see my office, they're all over the place in here.
So now after you have these crystals, you've cleared your space, you've worked with someone, you go and you love on kittens. Tell us about your work with fostering kittens.
I do. I'm with an organization called Kitty 911 here in the East Bay in the Bay Area in Northern California. Yeah, so we take in kittens. We find kittens all over the place. Sometimes we're rescuing them from the shelters. Often people find them in their backyards or under cars or You know, even sadly, sometimes they're thrown out of windows on the freeway. So we take them in, we rehabilitate them. It's such a cool organization. I've been working with them for about a year. And, you know, when I first started, I took a mama and her four babies in. That was my introduction to fostering.
Oh,
it was so
boy.
Fun. Yeah, it was so
wow.
fun. And, you know, it's so fun to watch them grow. And it's always hard to adopt them out, but it's so rewarding. It's so rewarding. It's
I
so
know,
fun. You
know,
that my most recent foster went to this lovely couple, and they send me cute pictures and updates of how he's doing. And I just love that. It's
That's
so,
wonderful.
It's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Magnificent's not going to put up with no cat. Now, a dog, you know, we've adopted over 13 dogs since we've been married. And so, you know, I just, again, like beginning of the segment, I said I just lost my Jean-Pierre. I don't know if I could do it again. It's a lot of responsibility, you know, a dog or a cat or a guinea pig, girl. You got to feed them. You got to make sure they have exercise. You know, they get sick. They go to the doctor. They defecate in the most awful places. Don't make no sense trying to lie. Mm-hmm. Your dog is not always potty trained.
Right,
no matter
right.
how hard you try. So it's a lot of responsibility, how it gets along with the kids, all of that. So I don't know if my heart's going to do it again. I'm just saying that probably because I'm tender right now. But I thank you so much for telling us all about that. One more thing before we conclude. You are a vegan enthusiast. Now, I don't know what level of veganism in your diet, but throw that into the mix with all the other things that
yeah.
you're doing. How can your diet
yeah, absolutely.
Really affect your mood?
Yeah, eating plant-based, whether or not you're fully vegan or I'm not fully 100% vegan. I eat primarily a vegan diet. So plant-based is really what you want to do, because all of our food also has energy. So again, kind of going back to where crystals come from, the earth, when you're eating fresh food that comes from the earth, you're bringing that beautiful prana or life force into your body. You're bringing life force from the earth, from the sun, from the air, and it's very healing and nourishing to not just your physical body, but your energy body. So it's really important that you're paying attention to what you're putting in your body. And, you know, and sometimes people who have a really heavy meat diet, when they come to me for healing, there's a lot of heavy energy that's kind of stuck in their body just from that alone. So our diet has a large role in how we're feeling physically, emotionally, mentally, and energetically. So I'm definitely a fan of eating as plant-based as possible. You know, that includes things like beans and nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables.
I know, but you know what? All of that, I try, okay? And I'm going to be real honest with you. I am an excellent cook, and I like a lot of diversity. But plant-based, to me, gets boring. So what I think I need to do is I need to put a shout-out to a chef that can give us at least 5 different recipes of different things that we can eat. If you have that, Michelle McClintock, I need you to come back and share that with us, because I want something that doesn't taste like straw, with some flavor. You know, I've been to a couple of vegan restaurants. They're fabulous. But for me to reproduce that, to make that my diet, so that's what it is. And we're so used to the animal protein, or what we think is animal protein. So thank you for telling us a little bit about that. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to do some more deep diving when it comes to pranic healing or understanding your root cause, getting over corporate America, or taking care of some kittens.
Absolutely, yeah, and I find that I'm working with a lot of women lately who are going through some major life transitions, and as we're doing that, all our stuff is coming up. So if this sounds like you, and you could benefit from some energy healing or some hypnotherapy or even some coaching to help you get through this transition, you can find me online at www.michellemcclintock.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Michelle McClintock as well, or on Instagram, and my handle there, I think that's what it's called, it's at Chakra
underscore
queen.
I do. Turn the handle, Wayne. Turn the handle.
I was like, wait, is that the right word for it?
I don't know, but I remember that back when there were CB radios. My cousin had a CB radio in his and his Ford Charger. Girl, that was the best thing in the world. They think these cell phones and texting, that was sexy when somebody would call you over the CB radio. So, yeah, you had to have a handle then. So I'm glad you still got yours.
You had to have a handle. Yeah, your 10-4 handle.
Absolutely.
I remember
absolutely.
That.
So thanks so much again for being here on The Edge with us, Michelle. I really value and honor your time. I think that you are an amazing soul. Thank you so much for being a conduit for others, for clearing your space, getting your stuff together. That takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of responsibility. It also takes a lot of love. Love like I'm giving you, brains. Okay? I'm sending it out to you over time. I play my sound bowl, and it's just like rippling through the air on how much I love you. And I want you to take care of yourself, and I want you to be kind to other people and raise those numbers. Go to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, all over the planet. Get some product. I'm loving you, brains, from The Edge. All right. Bye-bye, Michelle.
Bye. Thank you.